Good question. Why would it? Why do you see something that seems so different from the old into the new? Great question. What you have in the Old Testament is a law that was given as the Bible begins. There are creation mandates, meaning those are things for everybody. And there are several little creation mandates. I'm not going to go into it. It'd be way too long to discuss. But there are certain things. We said that just is for everybody for all time. Then what you come to is you have the giving of the law. And that's under Moses, who was the leader of Israel at the time. And Moses receives the law, and what he gets are what's called the Ten Commandments. Well, at this point, you've moved into where you have a theocracy. Very important. Theos means God. A theocracy is ruled by God. So in essence, God is the king of a people that he has called to himself. If the Bible's accurate, they're the Israelites, the people of Israel, and he is the king in a theocracy. So he gives what is the moral law, all right? And then after the moral law, through Moses, he then gives ceremonial laws, and he also gives what would be civil laws. And this was for the people of Israel only. This was for a particular people for a particular time. When Jesus comes, now Jesus has to address this issue of the law, and he looks back to explain that, oh, as we look at the moral law, there's not anything that is to be removed or that we say no longer is valid in that regard. But what you see is that anything in the civil law, anything that's in the ceremonial law, those things are to be disbanded because that was for a people called Israel, who has now been replaced with Gentiles and Jewish people in what he calls the church. And now we see in Romans 13 that all of the nations, they have their own law and that we're to submit to them as if it's the law of God given to them. So you have many of these laws that were ceremonial, many of these laws that were civil laws that would be much different than what we would say in America or France or Italy or wherever it may be. And we're to obey these laws. These are not just done away with, they are fulfilled in Jesus. And that's the teaching that Jesus gave himself, that those are not to be followed in that same way. Like you can't do this, you got to wash this, you got to kill this animal, all that stuff. No, that stuff's gone. This is what is. So there's a progression of the law, but there is an understanding of the time given for that specific type of law. That's a little complicated, made simple as I can make it, but so you will see some things, but you got to identify are those parts of the civil and or the ceremonial. That would be the real issue. There's also one other factor. There is a progression of understanding where the law was made a little bit, what I'm going to say, the law that's there in the Old Testament is now made more specific in the New Testament as it's described, and we get some description given to it. So there's some change that takes place in that regard. But otherwise, we would say the two very much are complementary of each other. All right?